Cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Yeah, it's a 9:45 and a very good morning to you, Sheridan. We had a few problems finding you last week. Where exactly were you?
Look, I was stuck on the tarmac at Gold Coast Airport in a plane.
No.
Sorry about that. What? I had been up there on a seafood discovery tour to do a story for one of the newspapers. And I'd had a very interesting week, actually. I'd been out deep sea fishing, something I've never done before. And actually, within 20 minutes of landing, we were outside Bogangar, which is near Kabarita Beach on the New South Wales north coast. Within 20 minutes of landing there, there's a wreck underneath. One of the fellows pulled up a 22-kilogram kingfish.
Wow.
Absolutely
That's
amazing.
One fish. Now, tell me, did you catch anything?
I caught a tiny little snapper. And let me tell you, I also had trouble reeling it up because I'm left-handed. And they gave me a right-handed reel.
A tiny little snapper.
I didn't realise how important, you know, the difference in the left and right-handed was. Yeah, tiny little snapper, which
I hope you kissed it. I hope you kissed it and said yibbity yibbity and threw it back in the water.
No, we kept that one. He was big enough, but we threw quite a few of the others back in.
Well,
but
while
not
you're
the
up
22
there,
kilo one.
Right. While you're up there, I'm pretty sure you came across some exotic fruits. I've been hearing you came across.
Well, actually, I went out to Chillingham, which is in the Tweed Valley, to a cooking class, which is put on by Li Ping Wong. He's a chef at one of the Mwilumbah restaurants, restaurant called the White Olive. And it was held at Buck's Barn. And Buck is a real character. He's well known in the area. And he grows so many exotic fruits, one of which is this Buddha's hand. Now, have you ever heard of a Buddha hand?
I have heard of it, but I can't recall ever seeing one.
It's a citrus fruit, and you use its zest in cooking. It's fantastic with seafood. So it's fantastic with that little snapper that I caught. So you grate it, and he used it in a salad that he devised, and he did he showed us how to do a barramundi, which you wrap in the banana leaf, put on the barbecue, and then you top with this very exotic salad that he made with some fruits from Buck's farm, which included a green pawpaw, the Buddha's hand, some lemon aspens, which he also grows, and a yakon, which is a root vegetable. It's got a lovely crunchy texture, just like an apple. So it was really an eye-opener to come across all these unusual fruits. And Buck took us on a tour of the farm and pointed out, you know, quite a lot more. There were finger limes, which are those gorgeous little ones that you can squeeze over fish. They're like, they look like caviar, actually. Davidson plums, Illawarra plums, lemon myrtle. Fantastic. It was really, really, you know, an eye-opener for me. And it's the first of their cooking classes that they've held there, and I reckon in summer, you know, they'll really take off.
Okay, the recipe of the week is barramundi wrapped in banana leaf. That's on your website, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sheridanrogers.com.au. And I should remind you that I have cooking classes too in Sydney for kids, 8 to 12, and all that information is on my webpage. And they're coming up not next week, week after when the school holidays start.
Okay, that's Sheridan at sheridanrogers.com.au. If you want to get your kids involved in cooking, they seem to love it these days, don't they, Sheridan?
They certainly do.
Okay.
Yes, thanks, George.
Thank you, and have a great morning. This is 2CN.